Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, this is Eileen Good for Payments.com. We're here today with Joe Majestic. He's the Director of Corporate Strategy and Planning for TSYS. They're here today to discuss their recently released Consumers, Coupons, and Daily Deals white paper. The research supporting this white paper was conducted through an online consumer survey as well as in-person focus groups. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So first question, the TSYS Consumer Payment Choice Study confirms that coupons are still heavily used by consumers. So with so many shiny new digital products out there, are you at all surprised by consumers continuing loyalty to coupons?
We were surprised at how many people are using coupons. In our study, 83% of the respondents said they use coupons, and more than a third use them at least once a week.
Do you see variability in between different segments and how people are using the coupons?
Not as much as we thought we would. In nearly all income ranges, at least one-third were using coupons 50 or more times a year. In fact, the highest percentage of heavy users was in the 150,000-plus income cohort. In terms of payment types, coupon users tended to prefer debit, regardless of whether they were light, moderate, or heavy users.
Is there a place that coupons are getting used a lot, certain market segments, or coupons kind of across the board?
Pretty much across the board. We didn't see a lot of variability in that regard.
Do you think the high percentage of coupons use is a function of consumers' smartphone usage?
Not at all. While consumers indicated that they were getting their coupons from multiple sources, the top-ranked source was newspapers, followed by online sources, and then store circulars. Only about 1 in 5 said they were getting coupons via a mobile app.
What did your analysis reveal about the offers that are being made by, say, banks right now?
About half the respondents indicated that they were open to receiving offers from their bank, and another third said they weren't sure. However, only 12% said they remembered receiving an offer. Given most consumers get their coupons from traditional paper sources, we feel like more consumer education may be needed to change their behavior.
Consumers are getting coupons. It's a common way to entice consumers. Do these push consumers to interact more with merchants, or are people pretty much collecting their coupons and going, and, you know, you go to the store that you have the coupon for and you don't do other shopping, or is this building more loyal customers?
Well, we didn't really ask them about how they interact with the merchant, but the supposition would be that since there's a lot of people that are using coupons pretty heavily, they're probably focusing on a few retailers where they're getting the maximum value.
If I'm a retailer, based on your study, I really should be looking at reaching customers through traditional channels because the mobile side of this hasn't taken off. Is your research showing that, you know, it could be taking off, it's just we're just too early, or has mobile left people cold when it comes to coupons?
No, I don't think that's the case. With 1 in 5 saying that they're getting coupons from their mobile app, I think it's really a function of changing behavior, and that'll just grow over time.
If you were to take a step back from this white paper and a step back from the study, what's the takeaway you want people to get from this? What am I not asking you about that you really want to tell people about?
I think that what we found was that people are heavily using coupons. And so if there's a way for retailers, banks, et cetera, to reach folks in any number of ways, then, you know, that's probably something that they should pursue.
All right. I want to thank you again for your time today. If somebody wants to learn more about the Consumers, Coupons, and Daily Deals white paper, what should they do?
Well, they can visit us on the web at www.tsys.com. or send an email to me at joemajestic@tsys.com.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.